Thank you so much. I would like to deliver a short statement on why I think it's so important to include children and youth in participation in decision-making on climate change. I believe that not actively including children and youth in decision-making processes, whether this is local, national, or international, is an act of exclusion as long as young people lack the resources to facilitate their own participation. And from my personal experience of engaging in high-level spaces during the past 5 years, the meaningfulness of participation is also often a central challenge. So to illustrate why I think it's important to include children and youth, I would like to share a few sentences on how I started engaging and participating in decision-making processes. So when I was 12 years old, and I first learned about the impacts of the climate crisis and how it was destroying the livelihoods of children even younger than my little sisters, I spent the whole evening crying. And as I researched more, I felt like the world was gonna come to an end within my lifetime. And I felt so much fear and responsibility at the same time for living in a country like Germany that historically had significantly contributed to the climate crisis and continues to do so today. What intensified my fear was the feeling of insignificance. I did not feel seen, I did not feel like anyone would listen to what I had to say, and I didn't even know who I could go to make my voice heard. Through my activism and the support of NGOs like Heirs to Our Ocean, I was able to overcome this feeling, which fundamentally shaped the person I grew into. However, so many children and young people I know still feel this way. They don't even try to engage in decision-making on climate change because they feel powerless and they think their voice cannot have an impact. In a society where every fourth person is a child, this is a horrific failure. Adults have set up a capitalist system of destruction that is not only jeopardizing our futures, but also eroding our understanding of agency as members of society and stakeholders in the environment we all share. A few years later, in 2015, I participated in suing my government and four others in front of the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child for violating our rights through contributing to climate change. 16 of us petitioners addressed the highest committee responsible for protecting our rights, representing the nearly 2 billion children who could not be there. 2 years later, our petition was dismissed based on a technicality, and I felt the same fear I did when I was 12 years old. The mechanism we used is called OPIC, the Optional Protocol on Individual Communications Procedures, and I want to emphasize that mechanisms like the OPIC, which allow us to file petitions when our rights are violated, should never be optional for member states because it inherently inhibits participation in decision making. A convention that aims to protect children's rights and provide effective remedies when violations occur should have the OPIC as a mandatory built-in mechanism in order to ensure its meaningfulness and children's participation in claiming their rights. What makes participation meaningful, particularly in relation to climate change, is giving children and young people ownership of the decisions that they will be most impacted by. Children should be engaged beyond consultations or one-time speaking opportunities because meaningful participation requires practicing intergenerational equity and viewing children as change makers and amplifiers of change. Thus, I ask you to meet children and young people where they are and empower them to shape their futures to counteract the powerlessness and fear some of them might feel. I urge you to work actively towards including them in the local work of Aarhus centers in different national contexts, provide information in child-friendly language, and facilitate their participation in task force meetings like this one, and beyond. I want to reiterate the call to action I shared a year ago at the task force meeting, which was to include children and youth structurally under the workings of the Aarhus Convention, for example, through the establishment of child and youth advisory councils tied to national ministries or the Aarhus centers, because this can make sure that child and youth perspectives are always considered at the governmental level when the implementation of the convention is discussed. After having shared about the fear I felt as an activist, I want to end by highlighting the hope and resilience that grew inside of me despite the climate inaction I continuously witness. My generation is one of resilience, and I ask you to stand alongside us in shaping a more just and peaceful world where children and youth voices are heard, valued, and acted upon. Thank you.